T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories.
Changes at the NYPD as some high-ranking officers all decide to retire at the same time, and as new appointments are being announced.
Jeff Madry was recently designated acting chief of department. The job will now be his. He had been chief of patrol, taking his place, according to sources, John Shell, who was an assistant chief under Madry. Mike Kemper takes over in transit. He's moving from heading Brooklyn South. And Martine Matarazzo moves from counterterrorism to lead the housing division. Wilson Arambulis will be named chief of special operations. Other appointments will be made to fill the vacate positions. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, we just saw him take the pen out, and now President Biden has indeed signed the legislation that will head off a nationwide rail strike. It would have disrupted the supply chain, could have cost the economy billions, so that's a done deal down in D.C. Speaking of money matters, we did get a new jobs report earlier this morning, and in reaction, the Dow is down 185 points. Police this morning are searching for the suspect who slashed a subway rider across the face. It happened Tuesday about 10 o'clock at night on the Upper West Side. The 49-year-old victim was on a northbound 2 approaching the 72nd Street station at Broadway when the suspect approached with a razor and attacked him for no apparent reason and then ran off. The victim was treated at a nearby hospital and is expected to be okay. We have pictures of that suspect up on our website, 1010winds.com. Police are asking for your help catching the guy who attacked a young woman at a Columbia University protest.
It happened Monday night in the middle of campus. The victim was part of a demonstration against the Chinese government when an unknown man repeatedly hit her in the head until she lost consciousness. Jason Gotz is an adjunct professor.
I care about student security, and I'm horrified to hear that a student was injured on this campus.
The victim went to St. Luke's Hospital in stable condition. Many at the school, including Roberta, had not heard about this.
You feel safe on this campus?
I mean, after hearing this story, maybe not.
But most people we spoke with feel safe on school grounds. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Columbia University.
Plans are in the works to make taking the bus in Brooklyn a much better way to get around. The MTA unveiling a plan to overhaul service, which for many in the borough is notoriously slow and unreliable. The plan would add 9 new bus routes in Brooklyn, speed up frequency on 24 lines in all, and enhance connections throughout the boroughs. The plan is only a draft. Officials are looking for input from you. There will be 18 virtual workshops starting on January 11th. The Yonkers Police Department is mourning the loss of an on-duty police sergeant.
He was trying to make Yonkers a safer place, a 24-year veteran of the police department, a sergeant whose job was to track down dangerous drivers. The bitter irony is, while on patrol, an out-of-control vehicle veered into his path and stole his life. At 3:30 in the afternoon, the sergeant, in an unmarked vehicle, drove west on Tuckahoe Road over the Sprainbrook Parkway. The four-lane road can be rather hectic. Inexplicably, a BMW going in the opposite direction crossed the double yellow line and slammed right into the police cruiser head-on. It also crashed into a bus. The sergeant died at Jacoby Medical Center. A procession of motorcycles escorted his body from the hospital. The driver of the BMW is in critical condition. Outside police headquarters, the flag is at half-staff. Overnight, the entrance to the building was awash in soft purple light. Sean Adams, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Yonkers.
Right now, police in the Bronx are asking for your help in catching the guy who inappropriately touched a 15-year-old on a bus. It happened on Tuesday aboard a Westchester BX19 bus. And it happened right near the intersection of Tremont Avenue and University Avenue in the Morris Heights section. Investigators say that the man grabbed the teen's backside, then ran off the bus. The girl was not physically injured. Police have released a photo of the suspect, and it is going up on our website, 1010wins.com. If you know anything about this, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers. The hotline number is 1-800-577-TIPS. Right now in the city, we have sunshine. We have 41 degrees, and we are working on a decent weather day today. Sunny with a high of 46. And a good weekend, well, part of it anyway, to head into Manhattan and check out the tree. This Sunday is the first of three when Fifth Avenue will be open to pedestrians only.
You can pause to see the twinkling lights of the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree right here in the middle of Fifth Avenue this Sunday afternoon and the next two Sundays. A gift from the city to pedestrians. The tourists may love it, but being from New York, Ken Reines and Monique Sands of Bay Ridge had mixed views.
We want both worlds to exist. Everybody has to get around, so the cars, the trucks, the business, and all people enjoying the city.
I think it's a good idea to try and then see how it works out. They've never done it before, so at this point, yeah, it's a little too soon to tell.
The Sunday closures go from 57th down to 48th Streets and the cross street surrounding Rockefeller Center. There will also be holiday entertainment with local choirs and musicians and food. Several vendors have been chosen to set up shop. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Fifth Avenue.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.